This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Yib Tsil.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Pretty good.
On the pronunciation there, or?
No.
No?
No. I mean, it was fine.
Okay, it was fine.
It was average. I give it my highest score. It's 7 out of 10.
Okay, cool.
But Yib Tsil is pretty cool. And I was worried he was going to suck.
Well, the Outer God.
Outer God.
Oh, wait, no, Elder God's the one who sucks. Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's just going to be about Night Gaunts.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get these cool special effects and his blood, which is cool.
The blood is definitely the real thing here. This is the takeaway to me.
Yeah, I think the special effect is the way cool thing, but both of which are very cool.
Yes.
Let's talk about blood.
So, Yib Tsil is basically just a shambling form that all the Night Gaunts suckle from. Which is fun. But the blood, which is just a substance called the Black, can be summoned by sorcerers. Which is weird that blood can just be summoned out of something. Blood. Yeah, it turns into like a flaky substance that will surround, like cake onto somebody and surround them and encase them and drown them.
Yep. Drown them and then take their soul back to Yib.
Yes.
I love large quantities of running water dispel the black. So it has all of the powers of blood.
Yep.
And that was all the weaknesses, rather.
Yes, all the weaknesses. The weakness, a river.
Yeah, the verbal flaw of blood that it can be run off. It can be rinsed off.
Yeah.
But the idea of like sorcerers summoning the black and just getting this like, you know, mobile blood is extremely cool. And this is if you're lucky, because if you actually run into Yib Tsil, his touch causes a drastic loss, one of the keeper's choice. So perhaps a loss of all sanity points or a quick death or running towards to suckle. Changes might be physical. Sometimes they're beneficial.
Yeah. Guess what? You have more arms now. You are a Goro now.
Yeah. This is how Motaros happen in this world, you know, or like just beneficial. Like, hey, like Yib Tsil can touch you and it's a loss that can be beneficial. So like, what if you lose like a cancer or what if you lose all of your like pimples or you lose all your cavities?
I don't know that I would want to gamble that. I've got a lot.
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't trust the patient one. I'm just saying it's nice that it can happen.
I don't trust the patient one. He's just sitting over there waiting.
Yeah. look at the guy. That guy in the back. He hasn't done anything. I know when he does, it'll be cool. But yeah, that is very cool to me because that isn't something you ever want to have happen to your players. Like, if you're doing Call of Cthulhu and you actually come face to face with Yib Tsil and you're super scared and stuff and he touches you and like all your debt disappears, you know, like you lose your student loan payments, like that would be very anticlimactic. But as a adventure hook, like whatever sorcerer worships him because they got like this great boon and like forms a cult based on this boon, thinking that is the steady effect.
Oh. You know? Everybody's like, hey, I lost all my skin and my buddy lost all of his bones. And the sorcerer is like, that didn't happen to me. I don't know. It's not my experience.
Literally happens all the time. Like, this is like,
it's just Twitter.
I hope that sorcerers never get on Twitter.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.